This afternoon, we welcome an all-female, all-star high school band, the 10 O'Clock Quartet. Includes a former School of Jazz guest DJ, Miss Margot Bouchani on bass. Belle Thompson plays trumpet. Cami Yetter is on guitar and also composes one of the songs we'll hear today. Beatriz Souza is drumming. These four are from different high schools around town, but they met working with the Seattle Jazz Ed program, which has big gigs, a fundraising benefit show at the Triple Door on March 3rd, which will feature the 10 O'Clock Quartet, also the Jazz Ed Combos, and the Girl Ellington Big Band will be at Jazz Alley on April 4th. They are joined today by Paul Gillespie on tenor sax. He's the band director at Interlake High School, and he's going to be playing at Tula's on Valentine's Day, an afternoon show with the Jazz Police, so get on out for that all-ages show. And I'm thrilled to present Paul in the role of mentor for this live performance from the 10 O'Clock Quartet.
Okay, so first we're going to play our arrangement of September in the Rain. Thank you.
10 O'Clock Quartet with their mentor, Paul Gillespie, on the saxophone. The band includes Margot Bouchigny on bass, Belle Thompson trumpet, Cammie Yetter on guitar, and Beatrice Souza drumming. Paul Gillespie, I'll start with you. I understand there's been some long practices with the ladies. Tell us about how rehearsal went and what it was like working with this band.
Rehearsals were actually pretty easy. Very, very fun. This is a very spirited group of young musicians. And, you know, those hours that we spent, you know, preparing this set for this session went very quickly. I would say, yeah, very productive time, too. Very focused.
I'll ask our former School of Jazz guest DJ a question next. Margot Bouchigny, come on up to the microphone and tell me about these four ladies are from four different high schools, but you all found each other at Seattle Jazz Ed. Tell me how you got together.
So I was actually in the middle of a rehearsal with the Jazz Night School, and I got this text in all caps from Belle saying, "Do you want to join this jazz band?" And I said, "Why not? Of course." So here we are now.
And Belle, my next question for you, forming the band, and tell me what the band dynamic is like when you guys are in rehearsals. What kind of scene are we talking about?
Oh, the band dynamic, like, it's really light and really fun, and I make a lot of jokes and do a lot of dancing. But it's also really professional, and we work on our songs, and we're very focused, and we try to make everything sound good.
My next question for Cammie Yetter on the guitar, I'll ask you how you go about choosing songs, if it's democracy or if Cammie's rules go. How does that work?
Well, originally I was going through the real book, and I was looking at tunes that I liked, and I was talking to Belle about it, and I was like, "Oh, are you okay with playing this song or not?" And sometimes there are songs that I really want to play, but sometimes they'll refuse to play it or whatever. And yeah, it's much more of a democracy. If somebody doesn't want to play a song, then we don't do it. But
now, a different case, not a song that you chose, but a song that you wrote is what we're going to hear next. How did you go about composing this tune?
Well, a while ago, I was just fooling around with my guitar, and I created this little line, and I was like, "Ooh, that sounds like a cool pickup." And last year, I wrote it was last summer, I wrote the song, and then I was like, "Oh, I think we should play an original of mine." And so we had problems early on with one of my songs because there were no rests and Belle couldn't breathe. So what we did, what I did was, okay, I looked at my song and I was like, okay, where should I put rests? And I edited the song so that the changes sounded cooler and Belle could breathe.
I think it sounds pretty cool, and we're going to prove it to you right now, or I should say the band will prove it to you right now. It's the 10 O'Clock Quartet with Paul Gillespie on saxophone live in the studios here at KPLU.
Okay, next we're going to play Cammie's original song called Fairest of Them All.
Thank you.
The 10 O'Clock Quartet live in the studios here at KPLU. It's Cami Yetter's tune, The Fairest of Them All, live in the studios. Margot Bouchigny on bass, Belle Thompson plays trumpet, Beatrice Souza drumming, Paul Gillespie, their mentor, on tenor saxophone. Paul, I wanted to ask another question about the mentor responsibility. These are not beginners. These are very talented musicians. I think if they were skiers, we would say that they're looking at the Black Diamond runs and going, yeah, maybe. What is the most important lessons you're teaching at this level of jazz?
I believe that mentorship takes on many roles, not just direct instruction, but also modeling and sharing and a lot of encouragement. Mentoring is kind of built into the fabric of being a musician, being a jazz musician, and it's in the tradition. You know, it's how we transmit the values of things. So I think my approach here, where these students already have a lot of steam going, they're writing their own material, they are working on tunes. I don't know if they mentioned, but they have at least 16 tunes that they have worked on together, and they have performed at a gig that they hustled on their own. So they are just basically doing it right, and they just need to keep continuing. But I think for me, I just wanted to be myself and be enthusiastic, provide a lot of encouragement, and not directly instruct them or tell them what to do because they already make great choices, but just to get them to think a little bit deeper about the why and put some intent into how they're pursuing this. And I think it's just sharing with them how I feel about the music and the traditions, and just having them encounter that means a lot to me. One thing too about mentoring this program at the School of Jazz has, I've encountered it as a band director, a cooperating teacher, and I watched the combo, who was working with Thomas Marriott at the time, make a lot of progress, you know, just in that encounter with a guest artist, and I know how much it meant to those students even after the experience was over. And I think that's one thing that the School of Jazz provides in our community. And I would encourage, this is coming from myself, but I would encourage people to check out kplu.org and perhaps, make a contribution towards keeping the radio station in the position that it can offer these opportunities to young people, because it's more than just broadcasting a playlist of jazz, but it's getting involved and sharing this kind of work that's happening, and especially with students.
Paul Gillespie, thank you very much. Well spoken. A question. And that's kplu.org. A question for drummer Beatrice Souza. Now, you're going to get four high school kids in a room together for an hour. There's going to be a lot of conversation. But I'm wondering how the nonverbal communication has developed within this band. How do you communicate musically? Is that coming along? Does that take a long time to develop?
Oh, yeah, for sure. When we started off, it was a lot of Cami and I yelling at people and trying to figure out what to do in the middle of songs. Because it was a lot of just, since Cami and I were just like listening and everything, it was easier for us to tell what was occurring. But I think as we've progressed, we've started doing more visual cues and listening to each other more and playing off of each other in solos, especially with comping and conversations. And so I think that's definitely progressed to a point where we don't really need to yell anymore in the songs, and it's just us looking at each other and creating something that sounds really good.
Belle Thompson on trumpet, a question for you about, it's an all-girl quartet, and I know when I was your age, I thought, 20 years down the road, that we won't be thinking about girls versus boys. Everything will be equal. But I wonder if you could straighten me out and tell me if there still are challenges for female musicians.
There are still challenges. And I think a big part of the challenge is just like the numbers, in that, like, at least in my trumpet section and jazz band, like, I'm the only girl. And I've had a lot of great opportunities, but it's always going to be a little bit weird. But at Jazz Ed, they have more like focus on trying to get more girls to play jazz, and I think that's great.
I think that's fantastic. Another great thing that Seattle Jazz Ed does is help the bands get gigs. And as Paul was saying, this band hustles and gets gigs on their own. Margot Bouchani on bass, I'd like to ask you about how Seattle Jazz Ed helps you get gigs.
We actually just finished an audition earlier this weekend where we got certified through the Jazz Ed. So what they're going to do is just go out and help us find gigs, and we get a $30 stipend to start with, which is great for each member. And we already have two lined up, so it's
fantastic.
Yeah, amazing.
And of some Seattle Jazz Ed concerts coming up, fundraising benefit show at the Triple Door March 3rd that will feature the 10 o'clock quartet. There's also a bunch of Jazz Ed combos and the Girl Ellington Band playing Jazz Alley, Seattle Jazz Ed show on April the 4th. And once again, Paul Gillespie will be working with the Jazz Police at Tula's on Valentine's Day afternoon, a 4 p.m. show, all ages. Bring the whole family down to that. And we've got time for one more song from the 10 o'clock quartet. Belle, what do you have for us to finish off the show today?
Oh, to finish off our show, we're going to be playing our arrangement of Black Orpheus.
It's the 10 o'clock quartet live on KPLU.